My name is Allison Levin. For those of you who don't know me, I am a professor of sports communication at Webster University in St. Louis, Missouri. And today we're going to be talking about how MLB can grow its fan base. Obviously, a topic that we're all concerned about, that 18 to 35 year old demographic. So this project stemmed out of the fact that during the shortened 2020 season, MLB actually saw a huge increase in that powerful 18 to 34 year old demographic. ESPN reported that they were up 69% within that demographic, and everybody saw a rise, which is surprising because we keep hearing that baseball's on the decline. We're not seeing those young fans coming into the stadium. And so MLB, before the 2021 season, came out and said, we need to keep these fans. How are we gonna keep these fans? And they said, we need to meet the fans where they are. We need to meet the 18 to 34 year olds where they are. And they specifically pointed out Instagram and TikTok. Now, much to my chagrin, I study Twitter. I've always studied Twitter. I'm on Twitter all the time. A lot of you probably follow me on Twitter and are tired of all the posts I make on Twitter. Twitter's not where it is anymore. It's Instagram and it's TikTok. So this is a case study of various sites that were used during the 2021 playoffs to see how well these sites were able to bring in those 18 to 35 year olds on Instagram and TikTok. So how did I go about figuring out what sites to use? Simply, I found 18 to 34 year olds and said, where do you get your sports information? And put those together. Surprisingly to me, there were only a few sites mentioned, and they were mentioned over and over and over again. So it was actually a very small number of sites where people said, this is where I go to get my sports information. I then added on all of the MLB affiliated sites and said, how well is MLB doing? How do they compare to those other sites? So if we start off with Instagram, I saw 6,452 posts that showed up on the main feed during the 2021 playoffs, which lasted 29 days. For those who are really familiar with Instagram, main feed is what you see when you pull it up. There are things called carousels where you can post 9 or 10 pictures. People can scroll over. Those are also included in that number. So it's any picture that showed up on the main feed. You can see all the sites that I looked at here, and you can see that there's a mix of the MLB related sites and the sites that were mentioned as being popular for seeing sports. We've got the number of followers they have. We have engagement. Engagement is simply how that site interacts with its posts. So do they comment back? Do they like people who commented? What are they doing? We want to see that parasocial relationship. We want to see that combination of talking to and being talked back to, because that's going to encourage people to post more, to engage more, to be more excited, with the end goal being that baseball posts show up on the page, the explore page, which is where you're recommended things to look at. So the more that these posts are engaged with, the more they show up on the explore page, the more other people get to see them. So that's where engagement comes in. User activity is a ratio of likes and comments by users over the posts and followers of the site. So it's how much do people engage? How much are the users engaging with the posts? For both of these, a great number for sites this big is 1 to 2%. So we're not quite seeing that across the board. John Boy does great, makes sense. They're more of an indie sort of startup, very focused on baseball. Pitching Ninja, no surprise, he does incredible. But otherwise, we're not seeing those huge numbers. Baseball, Bleacher Report also does very well, but we don't see necessarily these huge numbers across the board. If I add in a category called baseball, things become a little disturbing. We see that these big sites, the sites that students go to, that young people go to look for baseball, simply aren't posting. This is the postseason. This is 29 games, the most important 29 games of the baseball season, you could argue. And you see how little these non-baseball sites are posting baseball-related content. That's a huge problem. And that's where posting important information, engaging information, getting user activity, and then encouraging that to go to that explore page is going to be important. That's the only way that we're going to get these sites to even want to post about baseball, is by baseball becoming something that people are asking for, that they're clamoring for. So creativity is going to be very important. So let's look at what these big sites actually did. So if we start with SportsCenter, SportsCenter is actually a really interesting one. SportsCenter, they posted a little bit of baseball during it. They used their TV assets. Surprisingly, the baseball they posted had absolutely nothing to do with the playoffs. It's like they found random clips that they thought were interesting, decided to throw them on their timeline during the playoffs because, oh, baseball's going on, we should post something. So the first one is a great play, nothing to do with the postseason. That we all enjoy, and fans probably would enjoy, may even get inside, you know, younger people to like and engage with the post because it's crazy, like you don't expect to see something like that. But this is during the 29 days of the postseason, nothing to do with the postseason. The next one's even a little bit more of a head scratcher. Why is that being posted during the postseason? I don't know. I mean, Lorenzen has an interesting reaction, but definitely a head scratcher what SportsCenter is doing with the small number of baseball posts they did. Why not use some assets that they're posting on television? Why not post about the playoffs as opposed to what they're showing? Next, we see a huge trend of just posting tweets with a picture. Regurgitating Twitter onto Instagram, not getting much attention. If you wanted the tweets, you would have gone to Twitter. The last one is even more discouraging when we look at the larger sites. Sports Illustrated, they post the cover. They had two baseball covers during the postseason. I don't care about it, not getting engaged by it. I can't imagine that an 18 to 34 year old could care at all about seeing these covers show up. They're not going to engage with it. They're not going to be involved with it. So now if we look at the baseball specific sites, we start to get a little more encouraged. It's not perfect, but we get a little more encouraged. So first, if we look at Bleacher Report, we have a Ronald Acuna rehab video. Be a little longer than we needed, but interesting, you know, gives a little bit of hype, shows a little bit of what he's doing, builds up that parasocial relationship, something that people will actually maybe stop at and want to see. But they also fall into the trend of posting a quote with a picture, a little bit better than posting a tweet with a picture, but it's still just a quote with a picture. Major League Baseball and Fox definitely uses their TV assets to their benefit. So we see a little bit more of the game coverage.
2-1 pitch. Hogarth sends a drive to center field and deep.
Sorry, Yankees fans. Fun, good clip, couple things not great with it for Instagram. First is, you gotta be a baseball fan to stop and engage with that post. most people aren't going to stop and engage unless they already like baseball. Second thing is, huge ad. The whole post is an ad. People don't like having ads thrown at them. You know, so maybe the little bar on the first part, okay, we forgive them. Turning into this, huge ad. People are going to be turned off by that. People aren't going to want to engage because you're just building into what you already think of as a huge company that has all this money and all this stuff, and you're just helping them with their advertising dollars. You know, not something that 1834-year-olds are engaging with. The second is an excellent concept. We'll talk about maybe why it wasn't done as well as it could be. But one of the biggest things we talk about when we talk about social media, especially things like Instagram, are call to actions. Posting something where we encourage people to actually engage. MLB on Fox does this with this Instagram post.
Looking, trying to get to the bag, and he didn't look at Freddie early enough to get the ball. Ooh, man. You know, he's got the ball there. I don't know that Altuve got the bag, did he? Brantley didn't. And that's why, Brantley, that's why I thought they could go over and tag him, but they never did. And he never touched the bag. And neither one of them touched the base. And it goes down as an error on Freed, and they're now out there checking on the ankle of the 27-year-old left-hander.
So great use of their assets, great idea, call to action, get people to post. Couple little things about it, too long, 18 to 34 range. We want short, snappy videos. We don't want to watch the whole thing. We're not going to stay on that and watch that. Two cuts, show us two views, let us go in the comments and say, yes, I think this was safe. I think it was an error. I think this happened. Then you get that activity. We don't go all the way through. Also, stop it before you tell people what the answer is. Stop it before you say it was an error. Because I'm not going to get engaged in the comments if I already know what the call is. You know, so make it a little bit more engaging, and people will engage. MLB tries to hop on a trend that is extremely popular with the NBA, which we see in this first post. The NBA has made a huge statement on their social media of sort of the fashion walk, posting what everybody's wearing as they walk into the game. It's extremely popular in the 18 to 34-year-old demographic. You want to know what people are wearing. The players are into it. They deck themselves out in, you know, all kinds of fashion brands and make all kinds of statements. So the picture you see here was very popular, had a lot of engagement for a couple reasons. First is that they went on that trend, and it was a whole carousel of Cardinal players entering Dodger Stadium for the wild card game. But the reason this picture in particular had a lot of engagement and pushed people to the Explore page is it's Jack Flaherty of the Cardinals walking into a stadium wearing an LA Lakers sweater. Drew a lot of attention, drew a lot of comments, was very popular, had a ton of engagement. So by honing in on those things, you can really draw engagement. You can make it very interesting for fans. There was a lot of debate about whether a Cardinal player should be going into Dodger Stadium wearing Lakers gear. You know, that became a huge issue, a huge debate. It was almost like a call to action without giving us one. The second thing MLB does is they post a lot of statistics. They post a lot of things to try to get us engaged, involved in the playoffs. Again, comes back to something I said before. Does it work amongst people who aren't already fans? Probably not. Probably not getting you super involved. And if you notice, MLB is doing the same thing as MLB on Fox. It's an ad. It's a hidden ad. It's a Gatorade ad. So again, something that isn't necessarily super popular. If we look at TikTok heading into the 2021 postseason, we only have 618 posts. Leagues are not using, the sites are not using TikTok at this time. MLB may have said we needed to be on TikTok, but it is not happening at the start of the 2021 playoffs. Some accounts are barely off the ground. Now, you may notice that the numbers all look higher. So you may be thinking, well, but people are using it, people are engaging. TikTok is a totally different beast than Instagram. TikTok, for you to control what you see, for you to get posts that you want to see, you have to control your own algorithm. And what I mean by that is you follow accounts that have content that you want to see, you like posts, you engage with posts, and then when you go on TikTok, you're going to start seeing posts that you want to see. So there are always going to be more followers and more user activity simply because the user has to be involved. It's the way the algorithm works. So we're looking at something about 20 to 25% for it to be excellent user activity. So we're not quite there, but we're seeing that engagement. We're seeing that people are definitely interested in seeing more baseball content. Repeat views is a sort of an interesting category. TikTok, it's really hard to go back and look at a video. As soon as you scroll forward, if you try to go backwards, it just refreshes your feed. So if you want to see a video again, you have to either search for it or you have to stay on the video and it will play on a loop. So to get repeat views, that's actually very difficult and you have to be posting excellent content that people want to see. Now, if we add in that baseball content, or the baseball column, we see that there is a huge dichotomy. It's zero or it's 100, John Boyd being the one exception. SportsCenter wasn't even on TikTok at this point. Now, this would be a caveat here. 2022 is when sports TikTok took off. Accounts that were posting maybe 10 times over the entire 29 days of the playoffs are now posting 3-4 times a day. So we're seeing a different beast on TikTok now, and I suspect if I look at this again in the 2022 playoffs, we're going to see something very different. But if we look at what was happening during the 2021 playoffs, we're starting to see people understand how to use TikTok. The key to TikTok is using trending sounds, styles, following the trends, because that's going to get you on people's, not called an explore page here, for you page. It's going to get people interested. People are going to see the post. People are going to engage in the post. They're going to show up. And so we want that to happen. And you can get on somebody's For You page without necessarily trending, without necessarily doing anything on your own, simply by following the trends, simply by doing what is popular. So this is a couple examples of what people were doing, and we'll talk about each one. We'll start off with Bleacher Report.
So the MLB wildcard game is pretty wild. A 162-game season comes down to one game, do or die. Let's look at some of the equivalents that has in other sports. This would mean that two NFL teams would put their season on the line for just 6 minutes of game time. Two NBA teams would square off for basically two quarters, around 24 minutes of game time. And then the NHL is about 30 minutes of game time, which is about 1.5 periods. This is why the wild card game is fun, as long as your team's not playing anymore.
So it's a fun video. We love it if we're baseball fans. But again, if we're looking how to engage people in that 18 to 34 group, you don't know baseball, that's not going to stop you. That's not going to get you to engage. So we need to move beyond that unless we're arguing for baseball fans. So let's look at Pitching Ninja, who hits on a trend. So that was something that was definitely trending at the time. It may not engage us, but it's something that definitely was making the For You page, had a huge user engagement, especially amongst younger fans, because it wasn't about baseball. And I know that sounds counterintuitive. We want to bring people into baseball, so we want them to like baseball. We want them to like baseball posts. But the thing is a lot of this meeting them where they are is getting them to start seeing baseball posts. So they see a Pitching Ninja post, and they stop and they say, oh, that's interesting, I'm going to like it, and then more baseball shows up on their For You page, and more baseball shows up on their For You page, and they get drawn into baseball. Next up, we have an MLB on Fox post.
I will see everybody in Atlanta. Thank you.
So I can see from a lot of your faces, you have the same reaction I had when I saw this. It's long. It's really long. And the thing is that's really close to a trend. That's really close to something that would draw a lot of engagement. But when you see it, normally it's bam, 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 bam. It's one quick clip, one quick clip, one click, you know, one clip, one clip, one clip. And it's super fast. And it's like you're traveling. You go through time really quickly. So great idea, not well executed. Again, it's 2021, so we don't necessarily expect anything. Now we look at MLB.
Even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
Now, we might not all be huge fans of that video, but I'm going to tell you that is the closest thing to a perfect TikTok sports video that I can find, and it was from the MLB in the 2021 playoffs. That's what is going to engage people on TikTok. It's got sports, it's got baseball, it's got a trending sound, it's popular video. That's what MLB needs to be doing to continue to get likes and engagement. Now, the times, they are changing, couldn't resist. The statement about meeting younger fans where they are was probably a little premature. It was a great idea, but we weren't ready on especially TikTok to be able to do that. And we've seen over the last year that TikTok's really where baseball needs to be. Instagram is great, but that's not drawing that same audience that TikTok is. We're seeing these MLB-related accounts growing, and we're seeing unique content come up during the 2020 season. Now, I mentioned before, these big media platforms aren't engaging in baseball content right now. It's unclear to see how it's going to play out, but there is some speculation that if people start engaging with sports posts and they start showing up on For You pages and Explore pages, these big companies are going to have to move into the space of baseball. So let's look at a couple things that we can see that happened during the 2022 season and see how those are playing out. So the first one is from the All-Star Game, and this is really focusing on that parasocial relationship that we can play, that we can engage with players, get to know players in a context outside of baseball, and that fans of any age can be interested in baseball even if they don't know who they are and it isn't about baseball specifically.
Drumsticks.
Yeah. 100%.
What?
Drumsticks.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with drumsticks.
I like drumsticks.
Flat wings. Flats. It used to be drumsticks, but I'm moving towards flats.
Drumsticks.
All flat.
Flat.
Drumsticks.
Flats.
Drumsticks.
Okay, is it now chicken wing with the extra bit attached, or is it just the... Okay, I'm all that way. I'm all the ways, yeah, because then you don't have to deal with the head, and it's weird. Although I'm saying that you gotta find that awkward way of sticking your tongue in between the bones to get the rest of the meat out. Yeah.
So, you get to know the players, you get to know stuff that's very on trend of sort of asking the questions, moving around, maybe a little long, but for the baseball fan, they get to see all the players who were there. For the non-baseball fan, kind of want to know what people think. For baseball fans and just for interest, you know, sometimes getting to know the players is really important, and baseball has that asset and the ability to do that. They did it through the first video. We do it even more. We can attract non-baseball fans and baseball fans through something like this from the Field of Dreams game, and getting to know Joey Votto has a personality.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Whenever Wilson's here, he is so grumpy. He won't talk to me. And so I usually have to tell him how good of a swing it was, how much I like his game, how happy I am for him and his brother. Congratulations.
So something fun, get to know the players, not necessarily about baseball, but it gets you to engage, it gets you to be involved. And then finally, we can do things that are on trend, but not really baseball related at all, but using a trending sound and something that's just fun with a hugely popular character. So So, trending sound, everybody loves Hello Kitty. Hopefully everybody loves Hello Kitty. So people are gonna engage. Last but not least, got the gold standard. MLB can't necessarily get here, but MLB can learn a lot from them. Obviously, that's not going to be MLB, but if people engage with Bananas posts, it's going to draw more baseball to their page, and MLB can learn a lot from them. Something as simple as pregame, asking players if they want to participate in a TikTok dance and posting it, can get in on these trends. I imagine Tim Anderson would be more than willing to do a TikTok dance or 10. I personally, and if you know me, you know this is true, would pay money to see Clayton Kershaw doing a TikTok dance. And I'm gonna take a little caveat here as we're wrapping up. If you're interested in the Bananas, learning more about the Bananas, join Mitch and I at noon in the poster room and we will tell you all about the Bananas, Lizzo, TikTok dances, everything, and why the Bananas are changing baseball. With that, I will open it up to questions. I know I'm the last one in this room. If you need to go to another speaker, please feel free to leave, but I will answer questions as they are available. Yes.
So, you know, it's become clear to me over the course of the past few years that baseball is moving away from the emphasis on, you know, teams, games, kind of races on personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I mean, MLB Quick Pitch, the show that they have every night is really, you know, emblematic of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hosts don't even, interview what the game is anymore. They just finish one game, go right to the next. And it's almost like a series of, quick, almost TikTok videos of homer, or, you know, pitchers, strikeout, walk off the mounds, and then, you know, that's it, you move on to the next game. How much of that is related to wanting to draw in younger viewers on an ongoing basis? What do you think that means for the future of the game in general? Are we going to become much less interested in games and pennant races and just much more interested in individual personalities and even discrete events that, you know, they can pad out?
I think that there's a line that MLB is trying to draw, and I think that some shows, they are definitely trying to get that 18 to 34-year-old demographic, and that's why you're seeing the quick. I think other shows are focused extremely on more of the baseball events and the talk, you know, like Brian Kenny's show, stuff like that is much more geared to it. I think that baseball is coming into this with sort of the perspective of we have this group of fans and we're not going to lose them. So how do we get new fans? And I think the trick is, and it's sort of the TikTok problem, is the trick is how do you start, get these new fans and flip them over into, away from being casual fans into being more diehard fans. And that's the struggle that MLB has. And one of the big communication strategies that people speak to on this is parasocial relationships, which is what I think you're seeing, which is this idea that if we get to know the player personally, you know, personally, that we'll start to want to know more about them. And so we'll want to tune into the game. We'll want to see every at-bat they have. We'll want to know more, and then we'll get more interested in the game, and it'll start to grow. But I think that you point out, like, an exact issue that MLB is facing right now is how do you make that flip?
Sure. So the chicken and egg question is, are they using that kind of TikTok-y kind of approach to draw young fans in and get them interested in teams and pennant races, or do you think that they're just going to start migrating the focus from teams and pennant races onto individual players? Because, you know, individual players in baseball obviously can't affect the game like football or basketball. You know, they can't control the game. They're only one of nine players. So are they going to try to move the game in the direction where individual players might be able to control the players, like will managers, for instance, and this is kind of a far out question, but will managers be able to designate who they want to hit in the next inning instead of going into a batting order, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think that this is a ploy to get young fans in. I think this is part of MLB's mission to get that 18 to 34 year old group that went up 69% during the shortened 2020 season to keep them involved. I don't think this is about focusing in just on players. So I do think they have a mission to make those parasocial relationships more clear, which is why we're seeing more mic'd up on the field and stuff like that. I think they want to build that to some extent.
Right. Okay. As a high school librarian, I see teens all the time coming in, look at this TikTok things like that. Mm-hmm. There's a lack of contact with everything. They talk about they get their baseball from these weird sites. That's where they get their news. They don't know where real news is anymore.
Yeah.
Everything is sound bites, everything is stats. I mean, they really butchered that Joey Votto. Contreras is on that same play. Contreras twists his ankle and has to be hobbled off. If they had cut that up so that, you know, he's joking about him and then he gets hurt and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just, even the Super Bowl, kids won't watch the whole thing because most of their families have cut cable, and they are, any shows that they watch, they're binging on Hulu and things like that. So all they see are clips of the holy bleep things, and there's not real content. Oh, what a great game! How do we analyze them?
Yeah, I agree completely, and I think it is about getting those short clips. But I think the end goal is to get people more interested in the sport itself, which needs to happen to continue to grow and maintain the sport.
So with the political and security backlash that there has been and continues to be over TikTok, do you believe that should TikTok get banned in the U.S. or have age restrictions put on it, that Major League Baseball focusing on it as a point for these youth could potentially set Major League Baseball back in advertising for them, should they impact it?
I personally am not in favor of blocking TikTok in the United States. I think that age restrictions are important. I think that they exist on Instagram, they exist on TikTok, or exist on Twitter. Whether they're followed is one thing, but I do think that they need to be there. I think that MLB needs to go where the media is, where the popularity is, and I think that going on TikTok is very important right now, and I think that they have to be flexible and move to the social media platform which is drawing the most views, which right now is TikTok.
My question is, even with an optimum social media strategy, how effective can growing fan base be, do you think, so long as regional broadcast networks have blackout restrictions? I mean, I'm not hard to hear them. I listen to them on the radio because I don't want to pay over $1,000 a year for a full package. How effective do you think the strategy can be so long as that world still exists?
I think it's twofold. I think the first thing I would say is what the questioner a little bit before you said, which is a lot of people aren't getting their sports information from the game, from the radio. They're getting it from social media. I gave a presentation a couple years ago about people who watch the game solely through Twitter, and I think that that is part of what happens. So, you know, there's that side of it. I do think that Major League Baseball at some point is going to have to really think hard about its blackout restrictions in line with, you know, what are they doing with this 18 to 34-year-old demographic? How does that work? You know, that's the demographic very strongly who's cut the cord. And how are they going to move from being these social fans into being, you know, more diehard fans if they don't have access to the game? So I do think there's going to be a point where they have to reckon with that. I think, as I showed on the Instagram post, how many commercials and ads they have on just their Instagram posts, I don't think that's happening anytime soon, but I think it's something that will have to happen in the future. Yeah, Todd.
Also, what's your sense of what the other major sports leagues are doing, and are they doing it better than baseball, and what could baseball learn from
them? I think the NBA does it best. The NBA does a lot of what I was sort of talking about. They do the fashion show coming into the game. They do a lot of the question type thing like we saw with the Wings. They do a lot of question of the day, stuff like that. They're very into the parasocial side, but they have the advantage of the dunk. and they can do a lot of videos around that. The NFL is also doing a really good job. A lot of the teams, and also the NHL, a lot of the teams and leagues will post a sign and have players walk by it and read it and answer the question. They definitely really lay in heavy on the parasocial relationship side, and I think that's what baseball is just now learning. Yeah.
So I teach a class in marketing research and analytics at NYU in the sports department.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a problem just for Facebook.
Yes.
Every sport has this problem, right?
Yes.
How do you reach the younger
mm-hmm.
people? And one thing, you know, I learned a lot from listening to the young people in the class, and one thing they said is like, you know, with baseball, if you're tweaking the foul ball rules or having a pitch clock, that isn't the reason why
mm-hmm.
people aren't watching or not. And I love this presentation because you're kind of honing in. It's almost like this celebrity culture,
mm-hmm.
Aspiration. You know, that clip where they show the guy going to JetBlue TikTok. I was like, you know, they should have made him going into a private jet.
Yeah.
They should have made him, you know, having Gucci clothes on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what resonates with kids.
Yeah.
So I love this resonator.
Oh, well, thank you.
And the things you were showing with like TikTok, with the music, you know, I can just kind of understand this. My son's 11, and mm-hmm. I'm just like laughing. I mean, this is just a great presentation.
Well, thank you so much. And yeah, I do think that, especially in the 2021 playoffs, MLB was a little bit behind what others were doing. But yeah, it's a league-wide or sport-wide problem of just 18 to 34-year-old fans. But to Todd's point, I think that Major League Baseball is definitely behind. You know, even if you look at 2021, the number of MLB teams and the league itself and their social media presence on TikTok was very small. It's grown a lot in 2022, but there definitely was issues then. And so I think Major League Baseball is behind, but it's a sport-wide issue. Okay, there's no more questions. I will encourage you to enjoy the rest of your Sabre convention, and Mitch and I will be in the poster room at noon if you want.